Hello, my dear. This is a special meeting for your happiness today. We are doing a Global Peace Forum for Ultimate Global Peace by 2027, that every human being could rejoice in peace as everyone wanted. Does the United People Organizations to finish this global task that is predestination? Every human being, from simple people to presidents, to live in peace and just remain a small step that everyone could make this step toward peace. There were so many miracles at our meetings because we and Global Prayer Chain, where everyone, all 8 billion, are invited to pray at 7 p.m. their local time. And as we are doing a circle around the globe already, 944th meeting a row, and you watching this video or joining this meeting, you receive all the blessing of this great global devotions. Today we pray for happiness. As you know, the scientists find out that for human beings till now couldn't go farther than 5% of their potential because Ananta 95 is what came from God. And this is what our meetings are about. We mobilize the whole world that will help us in this greatest task and greatest rejoice globally in this global prayer chain where everyone is welcome, from simple people to presidents. So subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, turn on suggest playlist, and listen God's word, sanctify your place 24/7 meetings in direct presence of God. Let's go with powerful music, powerful quotes, words of God, and prayer chain itself with great cosmic energy that crossing the globe. Enjoy.
Share ever more of our heart, this salvation.
Thank you very much, Los Angeles family. So great song. Welcome to Global Prayer Chain. Let's go with words of God from Messiah and Gavin. These are words of God from Philosophy of Peace. Happy welcome, Assam Salim. Welcome to Global Prayer Chain. I will invite you to pray for peace 2027.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you so much.
Let's read a few quotes and then I'll invite you to pray, okay? These are from Philosophy of Peace, Words of God, from Messiah's Coming. He is talking about the Pacific Rim and the Koreas and the world. So let's see what God thinks about this and what environment should Western and Eastern civilization meet. Where will the two connect? It will not be an island nation, but on a peninsula. As a peninsula nation in Asia, Korea is situated in a most unusual position in terms of its location, its neighbors, Russia, China, and Japan, and it has strong ties with the United States. Scholars assert that history is moving toward the era of the Pacific Rim civilization. Those around the world in the fields of politics, economics, and history agree that this era is imminent. Civilization emerges on peninsulas. Peninsulas provide the venue for an oceanic civilization and a continental civilization to fuse together and develop into a new civilization. This is how civilization flourished on the Greek, Italian, and Iberian peninsulas, currently Indochina and Korea are the world's two peninsulas that are raising global issues. And the flow of global fortune, Western and Eastern civilization are merging and are bound to meet. Where will they clash? Based on the worldwide flow of fortune, they will dash in the sphere of the Pacific Rim civilization, particularly at the central point where an island, a peninsula, and a continent meet. The Korean Peninsula is the central point defined by these geographical components. It is an undeniable fact of geography. Okay, this is where's the powerful quotes about how the history is going and who will be in the center of the God's providence. As today, we meet 944th meeting in a row and pray for ultimate global peace by 2027. Today's topic, we pray for peace. You know that till now, human beings couldn't break through 5% of their potential because another 95% came from God. And this is all our meeting about. We are praying to God that God can help us in this greatest task for peace and rejoice building peace in our family, community, country, and the world. Let's invite our brother Assam Salim from Pakistan with a powerful prayer for peace 2027. Happy welcome, Assam Salim. Can you say a short powerful prayer for peace 2027?
Sure. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Kripala. I heard you. You have dictated a few lines, very powerful lines about the peace and the regional connectivity and the way the nations are playing and you know, making progress by aligning themselves according to their, you know, strategic missions. So what are their missions and why they are connecting to each other and how they are shaping the world's peace and how they can dictate the terms to the world in terms of their strategic you know, thinking and moving along with their allies and keeping their you know, enemies into sideline or to in a less strategic position. So I think these are the things that everybody must keep in mind in order to understand why we have not been able to produce peace up till now in this world. We have experienced World War One, World War Two, and unfortunately, we are heading towards the nuclear wars and things like that, like the Gaza and the Palestinian issue is also there. So, as a human being, not as a the identity of Muslim, non-Muslim, or the Jews or something else, as a as a human being, what we are supposed to do, like your forum is the best channel to describe, and we are here as a soldier of your team. We are here to inculcate to the people that world is the best place to live in, and we can bring peace through the by making some certain steps and strategies that may lead towards a better place to live in, instead of fighting with each other, killing the innocent people and the children and the older persons. So I think these are very hard lines, and it is very difficult to bear if you are a human being and you see the picture, and it is very demoralizing and frustrating sometimes. So your efforts are very commendable, and that is why I'm here and we are here to connect it to each other, to talk about peace and how we can retain peace in our lives in terms of mental health and growth, in terms of strategic regions and placements, as well as the nations that are coming together. They must understand the dynamics of their strategic think tanks, what they are thinking about, and how we can plan to be a best neighbors and best nations toward others, presenting your best selves to them, and accepting their their differences, and keep moving for peaceful living. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much, Salim. Yeah, powerful speech. Thank you very much. Yeah, anyhow, there's a philosophy of peace. There is, shortly speaking, and as you analyze, there is, on Korean Peninsula, there is meeting, this kind of communist ideology with totally without God, and democratic with basically on Christian culture, like culture of the of Jesus brotherhood. So and yes, there is the big powers, but they, as you said, they supposed to unite, and this is like opportunity. There shouldn't be war, but should be make from the war or the conflict to the how to say to the peace, to the opportunity of peace and development. And when human beings like Homo sapiens will understand this, with God's help, they will do it. Okay, let's ask Wendy. Wendy, can you say a powerful prayer for peace? Wendy, happy welcome. How are you today?
No.
Wendy, can you pray? Yeah, maybe it's difficult in Africa with the internet. Okay, please join my prayer as we are on the global prayer chain, and let mobilize heaven world. As you know, that God is giving for the 5% of human potential that was impossible to break through till now, 95% from God. So please join my prayer. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here as you bless us around the globe. To meet this concrete meeting, we don't meet by chance. You invite us to meet at this concrete meeting at this concrete time and pray for the happiness. And we could understand that as we are in this global human family, we are all God's children, and we couldn't be happy without the happiness of the all. Not just for the world, just be happy, but this was original plan of God that was unfortunately prolonged till these days. And as we live in the Messiah's incoming time, you bless this time with the era of the direct presence of God. That means that God is living with us 24 hours and is not just helping in difficulties still now, just in difficulties, but every day we want to live with our Heavenly Parent. So please lead us to avoid all of these energies, evil energies that are attacking the world nowadays. As we see that nobody is protected, even the presidents with the bigger power and nuclear weapons and latest iPhones and technologies, they couldn't overcome this, and they are fighting, dumping the wars and sanctions and everything, unable to break through it. And it could be fixed just with God's help, because you, Heavenly Parent, you are origin of the peace, origin of true love, and with you, absolute love, absolute peace, absolute, and this blueprint that was imprinted in the world, we want to unite together and build substantial peace, dear Heavenly Parent. And please lead us, every one of us. We see how many prophets and many of you emissaries who you sent to the world to prophesy about the last days and the Noah time and Jesus time and nowadays. And yes, around us there is wars and fightings, and we see everything there in the news, and because many of our brothers and sisters, they allow themselves to sin, love out of marriage, corruption, stealing, and fighting wars. Dear Heavenly Parent, this is the three sins that shouldn't be in human history ever, all of these wars and fighting. Heavenly Parent, please lead us. Lead us to be really Homo sapiens and overcome all of these difficulties. As we meet every day, 944th meeting in a row, please lead us. Lead us that we could understand your will. We make great progress, but there is still 8 billion of brothers and sisters who are suffering. You ask us in the scriptures to pray for the sick, and this is our prayers about. We pray for all 8 billion plus people on the earth for their salvation, blessing, and healing, and for their prosperity, for our brothers and sisters, as you inspire me to write in the book Global Prayer. Every one of us, we are interconnected, and when there is a news of small suffering wherever in the globe, we all human beings, like one human body, we are feeling this, and there is a big wound in this global human body of all 8 billion cells, a wound in Eastern Europe and in Ukraine. Please help us, dear Heavenly Parent, to heal it in Eastern Europe and also in Middle East, dear Heavenly Parent, all others, difficult struggles on the 30 hotspots on the planet. Dear Heavenly Parent, there is unceasing war between mind and body and every human being. And please help us to heal us ourselves and really rejoice together with you, and feel this original state of human being, of you children, in our life, in our family, community, country, and the world. Please receive this short report, dear Heavenly Parent. Help us to find prepared people in our area where we are, in our community, country, and the world, those who are prepared to work together with us to finish ultimate global peace by 2027 and rejoice together. Help us to find these businessmen and all others to join together with Messiah's incoming and finish ultimate global peace by 2027. Dear Heavenly Parent, please receive this short report as a prayer. I pray in my name as Nikolai Kerpala, Center Plus Family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. So good meeting. Let's meet tomorrow. Invite you, brothers and sisters, and all family, community, and all others. See you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Thank you.
Came with you, presidents and prime ministers. I sent them invitation. Just remind them one more time.